Have you ever heard a narcissist saying, "You are the only person who sees me that way. You are the only person who thinks I am making these mistakes. My friends, so-and-so thinks I'm a wonderful person. I don't know what's wrong with you. You're the only person with whom I'm having these problems because the people I have been with before never complained about these things." And that kind of gaslighting makes you lose your sanity. You go crazy wondering and thinking, maybe I am thinking of the situation in the wrong way. Maybe I am not perceiving it correctly. Maybe I must change my thinking since there is this person or a group of people who have had healthy and positive relationships with a narcissist. Why is it only me? This is what we call triangulation, and it has devastating impact on your psyche. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. In today's episode, we are going to uncover the secrets behind a narcissist triangulation and how it impacts you. If that sounds interesting, please make sure to subscribe before we begin, because your subscription to the channel helps spread awareness about narcissistic abuse. A narcissist creates a fantasy world that is made out of lies, the lies they tell themselves and others. They are a machine that constantly keeps lying. And not only that, they don't stop there. They justify these lies to themselves, making them their truth, when in reality, none of that exists. But to them, that is the only reality they will ever choose to believe in. Notice my words, they will ever choose to believe in, because they know the alternate reality. They know that there are opinions that are different than theirs, but they continuously and consistently choose to believe the gaslighting they do to themselves. The same thing happens when they triangulate you, when they compare you with other people, people who may be real or imaginary. Triangulation is a deflection and a gaslighting tactic. When a narcissist has to escape accountability or dodge responsibility, what do? They bring up this real flying monkey they may have in their life, another woman or another man, their family, their mother, if it is a narcissistic male, or someone else to compare you with. And the flying monkey acts like a parrot, just giving the same narrative, just weaving the same narrative through the lies fed by the narcissist into their brain. And you feel like, well, then something must be wrong with me. Through triangulation, the narcissist convinces you that you're the only person who perceives them in this way, who thinks they are faulty. Because when you give them any feedback, when you point out problems and issues in the relationship, they think that you are criticizing them. So that criticism is not ever internalized. It is projected and deflected. They talk about these people who perceive the narcissist in a certain way, because the narcissist fools them into thinking that they are someone they actually are not. So using that projection, they induce a trance and make you wonder and get confused that, yes, maybe it's me who does not know how to live with a partner, because everybody else thinks he or she is such an amazing and a great personality. This triangulation might happen with a real person, as I gave you an example earlier, or it could happen with a group of people or a person who is imaginary. Let's say their ex you do not know or you have never met. They might say things like, "My ex never had these issues with me," or "The past relationships I have had, none of those partners ever brought this issue up. You are the first person, you're the only person talking about it," which then makes you think, then maybe I must be wrong in understanding what the problem is. Maybe the problem is not what I think it is. It must be what they are putting it as, which is, I am the problem. Do you see the logic here? It is induced by the gaslighting they also do, mixed with this triangulation. When you are continuously triangulated and your real perceptions are challenged and questioned, you get mentally isolated. Because the main agenda behind triangulation is to isolate you in your own thinking. It's such a predatory move. When a predator tries to hunt down its target, what does it do? It separates it from the group it belongs to or the herd, and then brings it down. That's exactly what happens. The narcissist separates you from your capability to think rationally, to use logic, and for you to process things intuitively. They destroy your connection with your intuition, which is why I always say you have to listen to your body. It always speaks the truth. It always knows what is going on. It is through triangulation a narcissist puts you in an invisible competition with these people they keep comparing you with. You may have never known or seen these people, but you always try to be like them or think in those terms. Why? Because you're afraid of being rejected, of being left, abandoned or neglected, since there are other nice people in the narcissist's life who see them in a positive light. And you always are worried, what if the narcissist then leaves me for this man or woman, or does this and that, and I am left alone with this feeling of complete nothingness the narcissist has created in you through continuous abuse. Being a predator, a narcissist notices when you try to better yourself, when you try to change yourself to fit the narcissist's narrative. They notice when you're trying to become who they are comparing you with, and that is what gives them a lot of joy, because they love to see people fighting for them. They love to create the chase that makes them feel extremely important and powerful. As a victim of this, you stop trusting yourself. As I said earlier, you get disconnected from your logic, from your emotions, from your intuition, from your soul, from your body, and that is what you have to work on if you're trying to recover. You have to trust your voice, you have to trust your perceptions, you have to listen to your intuition, because it's never wrong. If you're still stuck in this game of triangulation, the only way out is to create a big perceptional space between what the narcissist says about you and who you actually are, because they are extremely biased. They are full of projections, that blame shifting, those accusations, all of that in combination is nothing but confession of who they actually are and how they perceive themselves. Because they can't accept it, they have to project it onto someone else, in this context, you. So you have to extract the narcissist's voice, the introject they have put in there, the definitions they have created for who you are, and you have to throw them away, knowing that that is not your reality. That is what the narcissist made you believe about yourself for their convenience. Because once you started doubting yourself, once you started chasing their approval, it became easier for them to gain supply from you. You can begin by constantly reminding yourself that my truth is not what the narcissist makes it seem to be. I am a kind, compassionate person, and the problems that I pointed out in the relationships are real. They do exist. It's not something that I made up. It's not something that I am only struggling. Just because he or she said you're the only person does not necessarily mean I am the only person, because I don't know what has happened before. Because they are such a big liar, they can't be trusted at all. The only person in this context I can trust is myself, my intuition, and I choose to firmly do so because I am creating this perceptional space, my own world, my own reality that is separate from the narcissist. I know it's not easy to do, especially when you're stuck in the hot and cold, vicious cycle of abuse with the narcissist, and if you're trauma bonded, but you have to keep trying, you have to journal on this. You have to remind yourself, you have to say these affirmations to yourself, waking up, sleeping, eating, any and every time you can, until your brain is reprogrammed and you see things for what they are. In conclusion, a narcissist triangulates you with other people to deflect and avoid taking responsibility for their actions that they deep down know are wrong. The people they triangulate you with are either their flying monkeys or imaginary people or people who have not personally experienced the narcissist at an intimate level. You have to set yourself free by creating a huge perceptional space between what they say about you and who you are in reality. With that, let's bring this episode to an end. I hope you found it insightful. If you did, let me know in the comments and share this one with others. I will talk with you in the next one. Until then, as always, let the healing begin and continue.